Yeah, well, today, Friday, this will be the first time in history of the people of South Sudan to have the democratically elected president of the government of South Sudan sworn in front of the parliament, and of course, with all the people attending the ceremony. So this of course is an exciting moment, and people are very much impatient to see that time coming, and of course they go to attend the celebration. There are a lot of internal and external dignitaries that have already arrived into the town of Juba, and the town is already full of so many friends and comrades and brothers and sisters that are already in town now to see to that the event takes place on time tomorrow.
How are Southern Sudanese reacting to today's swearing in, and how are preparations so far?
Well, you know, for many people in South Sudan, the last event of election itself is the first time for them in their life to elect anybody of their choice. And they have decided to elect the SPLM candidate in the name of President Salva Kiir Mayardit. So they are celebrating. There are a lot of activities that are going on now. People are very excited. People are very happy. And they would really want to see that the event takes place very quickly. But generally, the mood is really that we have our person that we have elected, we have represent our person of our choice, and this is the person who will take our message to the National Congress Party to engage and discuss and look at the future and the implementation of the comprehensive peace agreement.
What should Southern Sudanese expect from President Salva Kiir after he is sworn in as the first democratically elected leader of the semi-autonomous Southern Sudan?
There are a lot of expectations. One is to see that President Salva is first committed to the full implementation of the comprehensive peace agreement. And second is to see that it is not only the full implementation of the CPA, but a timely implementation of the comprehensive peace agreement. That's the referendum, which is the final conclusion of the CPA, must take place on time, within 6 months from now. And then two, to see that South Sudan is secure, and then to see that South Sudan is economically progressing.
Will the Southern Sudan government work closely with President Bashir's government in Khartoum, perhaps join a unity government to work together to fully implement the other aspects of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement in its full implementation?
Yeah, we have been working together with President Bashir for the last 5 years now. We have been working together with the exact countries. We have been working together with the international community. And of course, for us, we see that the CPA implementation is the overriding priorities, and all of us have committed ourselves to see that it is implemented timely and it is respected, because it is not only Sudanese agreement, it is an international agreement. It has been witnessed and monitored, and of course, its implementation, it is the responsibility of everybody internationally.
So what is the message from your government to Southern Sudanese in general, as well as the international community?
Well, of course, to the Southern Sudanese is that Juba today is really lightning. People are celebrating, people are everywhere, in all the restaurants, in all the bars, in all the Juba. They are preparing for the big day, which is today, Friday. And of course, they would really want to see that President Salva is sworn in. And as he stepped down, he's stepping down on the blood of our fallen hero, and those fallen heroes died for the cause. And of course, they would want to see that Salva stand to the point that the life of our people that have died during all these years of our struggle They die not for nothing. They die for a reason. They die for a cause. And of course, that's what that has to be implemented, which of course will culminate in the referendum. And of course, the referendum must take place in time. And of course, at the end of the day, they are prepared right now to celebrate the outcome of the referendum. Be it one Sudan or be it two Sudan, they really want to see that their voice is heard regionally and internationally.